Now, a year ago, Kevin, at the auto show here in Detroit, there was new announcements and there was a lot of faces put on that everything was going to be fine, but there was a lot of worry in the North American marketplace, especially the domestic manufacturers. But this year, it feels like there's a whole different attitude. Can you describe how it's changed?
Yeah, it's a tremendous new energy here. We're not declaring victory, but companies like General Motors are not any longer talking about restructuring or bankruptcy. It's talking about moving forward, reinvigorating itself with brand new product, the world's best product, and bringing an excitement back to the General Motors lineup of vehicles that will win in the marketplace. For us, it would have been in the past about the great trucks that we have. This year, it's about great cars, not just great cars, winning cars, that are designed to be the best of the best in their respective segments.
And it seems like it's okay to say now that North Americans make great cars, because in the past, you know, people like me and independent auto journalists would say, you know, these are good cars, but it took a long time for that message to get out. Do you finally feel like you say it, and I can, you know, as a third-party independent auto journalist say this is a good car? Are you getting that back from the general public?
Yeah, it's starting to resonate. Our sales in Canada in 2010 were up 26, almost 27%. Significantly, our retail sales significantly ahead of the Canadian market. That's a testament to the fact that people are returning. They're coming back to us because not because they just love us. They come back to us because we're creating the world's best vehicles, and they're starting to demonstrate that throughout the lineup. Vehicles like the Chevrolet Equinox, the best of the best in the respective segment that it plays in, or the Chevrolet Cruze, and the future announcements of new cars that are hitting the marketplace, we're pretty excited, and that energy is building in our customer base. We've seen our opinion and our consideration go up dramatically. We're not declaring victory, but this is a good sign that that General Motors is on the mend and consumers are willing to come back and see what we have to offer.
So when you mention consideration, you track that people are putting you on their shopping list. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, we always look at the data to the nth degree. We know exactly which consumers have us on their shopping list and which don't. In the past, it would have been a large portion of the consumer in certain vehicle lines, small cars, for instance, that simply didn't have us on their shopping list. The data is compelling that they're starting to give us another look. Now, we owe it to the consumers and to ourselves to deliver on our promise of the world's best vehicles. That's going to be the biggest enabler for customers to come back to us.
Now, you track this. This is obviously great information for you to have. Now, there would be a lot of cross-shopping between domestic manufacturers in the past. Now, is that changing? Is it import buyers are coming into dealerships and dropping off their import cars for a domestic?
Well, we're happy to say that we're starting to see a mix of customers coming in of all brands and all types, giving us a second look. For instance, with the Chevrolet Cruze, we're seeing a large percentage of the customers walking in the door coming away from some of the Japanese or maybe even European competitors to take a second look at the Chevrolet Cruze. And many of them are walking out with a deal in hand and a deal in terms of buying the vehicle. And we're pretty excited about it. It's not just about playing in the North American space. It's about winning against all manufacturers in the marketplace. And that's what the new General Motors is really all about.
Can you talk a bit about the specific vehicles that we've seen unveiled here in Detroit? We're sitting in front of this beautiful Buick. Tell us about the new compact luxury, entry luxury car from Buick.
Well, it's called Buick Verano. The Verano is a unique blend of premium excellence. It's been designed with the best technology, the most rigid structure. It has the best powertrain that we've ever put in the vehicle. And it has a set of tuning appliances applied to the car that allows it to be not only the quietest in the marketplace, but the most refined. This is our resurgence into the car industry, and it's about the world's best vehicles. The Verano is just the next step following the Buick LaCrosse, which is winning raves in the Canadian market.
Now, to talk the unveiling here this morning, there was much made about the fastest growing car brand in North America. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I mean, we're humbled by it. We're not declaring victory, but the data is starting to bear out. that when you create the world's best vehicles, customers will come back to you and